Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Hello! Welcome to your Tuesday edition of the BTN News Show. I'm Kyle Swagger. It's February 3rd, 2015. All of the best technology news from the past 24 hours in around 5 minutes. I'm in the mood for a little Raspberry Pi. Yum, yum, yum. And lo and behold, Raspberry Pi 2 has announced some hardware upgrades. That's right, the Raspberry Pi 2 Model B goes on sale today for $35 or £25. The new board has some fundamental upgrades that could well warrant the upgrade for existing Raspberry Pi dabblers. So just how much better is it over the Model B Plus? Well, there's an upgraded processor on board with 900 MHz quad-core chip, and they've also loaded 1 GB of RAM. And FYI, just for those of you who listen to the show that have no idea what I'm talking about right now, what are you talking about food for on a tech podcast? No. Raspberry Pi is like a small PC. It's actually quite clever what you can do with the thing. I'm sure we'll find out just from the Raspberry Pi community just what this little sequel can do. Unfortunately, just like its predecessor, it's only going to be available in a limited number of partner outlets. If I find one, I shall have a play. UK lottery fans, did you happen to know that the National Lottery website kind of just... It went to sleep. It crashed over the weekend and was basically out until Monday. The UK National Lottery said they don't know why the site went down and they're not really sure what caused the problem. Also on top of that, the lottery's blog and other social media outlets were silent on the outage and its causes. And BTN tried to reach out to the UK National Lottery, unfortunately couldn't access their website to send them an email. Uber's been in the news a lot lately. Not usually all good news. Maybe that's why Google is trying to compete with Uber. At least that's what the rumors are saying. Apparently, Google wants to use its self-driving cars to compete against the Uber company. This is according to a report from Bloomberg. It learned that someone close to the Uber board that Google plans to offer its own riding hailing service, probably powered by its self-driving cars. Funny enough, this info comes out just after TechCrunch reported that Uber is working on its own self-driving vehicles. I don't know about you, but for me, I think it's going to be a long time before I get in a car that nobody else is driving. Staying on the subject of cars, do you own a BMW? Perhaps you're privileged enough to own a Rolls Royce. Well, this information is going to be very beneficial to you. There's been a new security flaw that lets hackers break into your car. That's right, just unlocks the doors. The German Motoring Association has discovered a problem with Connected Drive. That's the software that lets you open your door of your car with your smartphone. Gee, I can't imagine why this would be hackable. Now, apparently BMW has cranked out some software patches to the affected cars, so those should be safe. But that Rolls Royce you paid even more money for? Yep, it's still vulnerable. We are very pissed in Russia this morning, or Spotify did not come here pissed. Very pissed in Russia. That's right, Spotify has canceled its plans to launch in Russia, according to BBC Russia. The Russian market had been preparing for its own Spotify arm for the past year. The Russian Spotify subscription was going to cost about 500 rubles. That's about £5 a month. But since Russia is very much unstable right now, Spotify has decided to pull the plug. I bet Putin is very, very angry about this. I'm going to have KGB look into this. Oh yes, Radio Shack takes me back to being a kid in the 80s. Electronic kits and the realistic receivers. Oh, those were the heydays for Radio Shack. And those heydays are really no more. The struggling retailer is currently in talks with Sprint, of all people, to buy half of its store leases and then close the remaining ones. Of course, Radio Shack has no comment on the Bloomberg report, and even Sprint has no comment on the report, actually stating that we have no comment, but thanks for checking. Recently, Radio Shack closed 175 stores due to underperformance, and they did hint that likely more would be on the way. Yep, unfortunately, Radio Shack went to Radio Crap. And finally, we love smartphones. We probably got more apps than we know what to do with. So many that they're probably just sitting there on your phone, collecting digital dust. Well, at least that's according to a new survey from Forrester Research. They're saying in the US and in the UK, the average user has 24 apps on their phone, but they spend 80% of their time with just around 5 of those apps. Now, of course, it differs a little bit from phone to phone, being if you're an Apple user, an Android user, or a Windows Phone user, but primarily there's always one app that's always at the top. Yep, you guessed it, Facebook. Followed by YouTube, Maps, and Gmail. And I know you're sitting there thinking, well, Twitter's got to be there, come on. Yeah, they're there, way at the bottom. They're around with Skype, WhatsApp, and Amazon. Candy Crush actually gets more love than Twitter, believe it or not. But Twitter's not the worst. All the way at the bottom, Google Plus. Imagine that. So what does this survey tell us? Well, it tells us that most of the apps we use are free, and the ones we spent money on, we spent money on those. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. Find us on the website at britishtechnetwork.com. Follow us on Twitter at British Tech. Follow me on Twitter at Kyle Swagger. We'll be back tomorrow with your Wednesday edition of the news show. Until then, just be grateful we got through Monday. Have a great Tuesday, and thank you so much for listening.